From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Governor Rick Scott and other state officials recently settled multiple lawsuits with a Tallahassee attorney that claimed they violated the state's public records law. But the AP reports at least one member of the state Senate was not pleased with the way in which the state used some of the funds for the settlement. WGCU's Topher Forges reports the governor discussed the settlement at a press stop in Naples today.
The state settled the lawsuits for $700,000, but it pulled $120,000 from an account normally tapped for office expenses and operations. Scott's administration asked the legislature to approve the account weeks ahead of the settlement. The paperwork did not say money from this account would be used for the settlement. This was the governor's response when asked about why he requested the account be authorized and why he pulled money from there.
So as you know, that litigation was against a variety of state agencies, the Office of the Governor, the Office of the Attorney General, the Department of Environment Protection, and the Department of State. So as it went through that, and it was settled, and that's how it was paid.
The AP reports Florida Senate Budget Chief Tom Lee of Bradenton says he's fine with using public dollars to pay for the settlement, but he says the state should have been clear about how they wanted to use that money from that account. Topher Forges, WGCU News.